Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
What you're about to watch is one of the best revenge stories that I've personally ever seen. When a man cheats on his wife, something that is illegal in his country, his daughter takes it upon herself to absolutely decimate not just him, but his entire side of the family. It's unbelievable. Trust me, let's get into it. I was called an ungrateful brat, so I acted as such. This whole thing happened a year prior, but the repercussions are still happening, and I hope they continue until the day this monster dies. This will be long, so buckle in. Background. Growing up, me and my sister had no love towards our father whatsoever. I'm not going to bore you with details, but alcoholic, abusive, violence are the few words that come to mind. When my sister got accepted into a much better, but also further high school than our local, she moved immediately and rarely visited. We were 10 years apart, so I was 4 at that time. I grew up resenting her for leaving me to deal with his BS all by myself, but now I understand better, and we're on good terms. My local factory was so big that it supported my whole town. Virtually everyone worked there, so everyone knew each other. My parents did too. But then it's purchased by the Defence Ministry, and they decided to cut off anyone without at least a high school degree. My mother was let go, and this was after she'd had me 4 months. My father, however, made it into retirement and was granted military status. Basically, they gave him an honourable rank so his pension would almost double. But also, you'd have to act accordingly, because, in terms of speaking, you're military personnel now. My childhood was an absolute nightmare, so needless to say, I turned out to be an absolute mess. Anger management and mental instability are notably the worst, and I'm still working on them. When I turned 18, I enlisted. Two major benefits. It didn't cost money, and I could never come home if I didn't want to. For me, it was literally a highway out of hell. Fast forward 3 years later, I got an honorable discharge. Turned out I had actual mental problems. Who would have known? I got a bulk load of money, and even more in the following months when they were able to process my military insurance. I came home to find my town incredibly underwhelming, and my father hadn't changed a bit. Now, not wanting to spend the rest of my life in this hellhole, I took what I could and moved to the city where my sister was living. The last words dear old dad said to me were, "You'll never make it." Because apparently, being discharged for a mental illness showed that I was a coward. Also, I think he didn't like that I was tougher than the boy who used to obey his every word that I once was, and that I'd stood up for myself more in the few weeks I've stayed with him than the entire first 18 years of my life. I moved to a new environment, took up a blue-collar job, I was pretty beefy thanks to the military, and decided to pursue a career in IT, all the while taking care of my mental health. When it all started. Sometime during this time, my dad got diagnosed with cancer. I was told it wasn't dangerous, but operations were required. My sister had actually reconciled with him, partly because of my mother, a few years prior, and would occasionally bring my niece home to visit them. She was quite successful, so she decided to pay for the whole thing. Operations, treatment, hospitals, recoveries, it was all hers. She paid for this while moving into a new house and buying her first car. Those things are pretty expensive in my country. By the way, OP is Vietnamese. My father had a huge bank account because of his pension, but he didn't have to pay a single penny. After a year or so, he's in recovery, and all in all, things are good. During this time, I was struggling with working and studying, living paycheck to paycheck, and I had to rely on a social program to get treatment for my illness. I visited him after every operation, though it wasn't anything tearful. If he didn't poke me, I was fine. After nearly a year of staying at my sister's house, he and my mother headed home after his doctor gave him the go-ahead. At that time, I was looking for a new job because the current job was horrible and it made my mental health actually worse. And I was lucky to find one where most of my skills were transferred and I had enough time to finish my studying. One day, my mother called in tears and asked me to come home that weekend. She told me that my father had been seeing someone else. Now, I must admit that I didn't trust this man, but at that point, I thought she was being paranoid. she still is, up to this day, about everything, and I resented the thought of going home on a 4-hour trip both ways just for something that's utterly unimportant. So I calmed her down and swept it under the rug. Fast forward a few months, I got another call, this time from my sister. She came to visit that week with my niece to inform us that she was 3 months pregnant. What was supposed to be a happy reunion, though, turned into an absolute poop show. Apparently, when my father left his phone unattended for a few minutes, his mistress sent him a very sexy picture, and my mum saw it pop up. Needless to say, all hell broke loose. My sister said that was the first in many years that she'd seen my mother scream bloody murder at my father. And when he tried to hit her, my sister threw herself in between, which prompted her husband to throw himself in between. Because, you know, she's 3 months pregnant. It all ended in a very teary trip back to our city after hours of hurling insults at each other. The only good thing that came out of it was my mother somehow was able to bring his phone with her. We convinced my mother to get a divorce, but she's the submissive housewife who thought divorces were worse than boiling live puppies, and I think back then she still somewhat was hoping that he'd turn around. They'd been together for almost 35 years at that point, so I figured something must have been there. She didn't want to go through the divorce, so we dropped it and decided to cut him out for good. Lo and behold, half a year after the incidents, my father's side of the family started to contact me. I have a strict no-call policy, where the only people allowed to call me outside of work hours are my mother, my sister, her husband, 3 of my best friends, and only recently, my boyfriend. So, to my bamboozlements, my father, his sister, and his mother all called me within a day. They suddenly acted so nice, convincing me to come and visit them. Obviously, that was all a ruse. After the incident, my father's side all blamed my mother and said she should have kept it a secret and not made a mess for the family's sake. They also disavowed me and my sister because we were ungrateful brats after we didn't accept their ultimate argument. He's your father after all. Out of morbid curiosity, I ventured back alone to see what the calls were about. Turned out they wanted to sell his house. It was on my grandmother's land. Back when he was about to undergo his first operation, we didn't know how it would turn out, so we transferred the house to my name because apparently inheriting a dead person's estate in my country is a living nightmare. As a convenience, we convinced my grandmother to give me the land as well, since she was very old, 80, at the time. This was back when we were on good terms. I knew for sure they'd rather gouge their eyes out than follow up with any of that if it happened a year later. I smelt something in the air, but I couldn't quite place what it was. I knew it was there though. So I told them, nicely, that I would think about it and immediately went back, faking an emergency. A plan formed when I was driving back, and that's the first time I've been so pleased about anything that I actually cracked a smile. I went to my sister's immediately. My mum had been staying with her, and laid out my plan. After a year of living in the city, my mum was much more open-minded, and it only took a bit of convincing for her to agree with the plan. So, the plan. My sister contacted a lawyer and asked what our options were. Because both the house and the land were in my name, they had no claim to them, and any paper that didn't have my signature on it would be considered useless under the law. They could try and claim it was rented out, but then they'd have to move far away in hope that I'd never be able to locate them, and I knew that that would be too much trouble for a couple of old folks. They could claim it's his life achievement, but because he and my mother never divorced, it's technically half hers as well. This is when I came up with an idea. I asked the lawyer, what if my mother filed for a divorce? He said it's highly unlikely the court would reward my mother's full claim unless we could prove that he was unfaithful before the separation. To his surprise, I could. Remember the phone that my mother brought back from that day? It was smashed during the fighting, but generally was still in one piece. She'd asked me to throw it away a few days afterwards, but my lazy butt just brought it back to my place and threw it in the loft. Sufficient to say, it provided us with more than enough proof of his indecency. Now guys, I just want to jump in here and say that in Vietnam, infidelity is actually a crime. It's one of the rare countries where infidelity is a crime, but it's a crime. That is the reason why proving OP's dad's indecency is such a big thing here. Let's carry on. The execution. After weighing up our options, I called to inform my father that I would come home the next month to make an announcement. He was eager to hear it. Upon my arrival, they were so nice and sweet and whatnot, but after I introduced my lawyer, it's like they flipped a switch and suddenly became vile and violent. I presented my dad with 2 options. 1. relinquish any claim to the house, or two, be served with a lawsuit. In my country, marital violations are 6 months probation minimum and up to 2 years in prison. There you go, guys. After a lot of screaming and name-calling and feet-stomping tantrums, he kicked us out. So, naturally, I assumed he chose the latter. At the first hearing, my mum, me, and my lawyer were present. It turned out to be another screaming contest in which he made up all kinds of lies about my mother. At some point, my lawyer leaned in to tell me that if the officer didn't stop his rantings, it's likely that they were buddies, and asked me to let him handle things. The officer told us this case wasn't a priority. It would take months to process. We wouldn't like the paperwork. It's best to settle this out of court. But my lawyer politely declined and told my father to expect another hearing soon under much less friendly circumstances. He tried one more tactic in between, which was calling all the relatives and telling them how my mother was a female dog and how I was an ungrateful brat in hope of creating some kind of pressure on us. Very few of them took his side, and even if all of them did, I would have never let him go that easy. In the second hearing, he finally cracked and agreed to my terms, which were relinquishing any claim he might have with the house and divorcing my mum. Basically, the only person who now has any claim to the house, apart from me, is my mother. I agreed to let him keep living in it for the rest of his life though, but not anyone else, aka his mistress, who he was basically living with. So then, now for the moment you've all been waiting for, the revenge. This is where my work really started. First, my sister gathered all the receipts from all the medical billings she has paid for his treatments. A few of them were missing, but we were able to put up a huge folder. I also pooped my pants learning how expensive cancer treatment could be. Not a fan. When we had a general sum of the money, we billed him for it. This is very unethical in my country, since children are expected to take care of their parents. But we threw that out the window long ago. We also knew it was not a criminal case, so we just went to small court claims and then sent in bailiffs to collect, which was just this lady. She went in with an I don't give a frick attitude, and when he failed to comply, she sent in the thugs, I mean the police, to start seizing assets. So, say goodbye to wooden furniture, a 27-inch smart TV, a fridge, and a reclining massage chair. All were bought by my sister as well. He had to pay out of his pocket because that lady insisted they continue seizing whatever he bought until she saw the money. Although the final amount was halved, my mother, under the eyes of the law, shared half of that for some reason, it still cost him about 70% of his savings. Of course, this was never about the money. We were just petty. We told the moving company they could do whatever they wanted with the furniture. Looking back, I should have taken the recliner because my back hurts like a mother effer, even though I'm only in my late 20s. After that was done, I contacted my local factory to file a report. Remember the sweet pension he got with the condition that he behaved accordingly? Clearly, someone had been a bad boy. Now, initially, they let him go with it, even though it was a small town and everyone knew everything, because nobody ever filed a report. But that's not the case anymore. I gave them a very detailed folder with pictures from his phone. To say they were sexual was an understatement. They immediately set up a hearing, and he was stripped of his rank, making his pension go down to just over half the original amounts. I know this because old folks gossip like their lives depend on it, and my mother is not excluded. She was very happy hearing all this, and it's all she talked about for a month. I was about to be done here, but a week later, my sister called to tell me that my aunt came to her door to berate her and her children. My sister was working from home. My mum also lived there but had gone out for some reason. My sister just called security to kick her out, and she warned me that my aunt could go for me next. I was seeing blood, not because of some lame butt Karen that could cause me inconveniences at most, but because she was screaming at my niece and nephew. As a gay man, I know full well the bloodline ends with me, so I put all of my love into those little guys, to the point that if I'd been there, I would have bitten her head off. So, I dug a little, and found out my aunt was knees deep in debt. She was hoping she could leech some money off my father, if not from the money he made selling the house, then from his big bank accounts. Since neither of those were available anymore, she was very angry, and thought she could lay it on my sister. You want to know what a man could do with determination and raging hatred? I'd never set up an online social presence, mainly because up to my 18th birthday, I was too poor to have a phone, and then the military taught me it wasn't needed. But for this special occasion, I made an exception. I created a fake Facebook account and befriended her. I didn't even have to pretend to be anyone, since old people apparently accept friend requests from anyone. She had this vibe where she'd show off her money and her vacations and her items like a wealthy person. But from my mother and her trusty gossip circle, I knew that she always told whoever she owed money that she was struggling, so I figured she must be blocking them. The next part was easy. I just had to send all of her selfies to everyone she owes. I didn't have to declare myself since I was literally on a throwaway account. So it's just this really long line of messages that showed my aunt spending her money lavishly. For the next month, she was threatened. Not with legal actions like I did, but with much more sinister actions. She'd have thugs, not the police, throw gifts at her door. Gifts like paint, fish sauce, and sometimes literal poop. My mother also told me this, of course. She finally figured out what I was going to do when I told her to find me a list of all the people that she owes.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Now for the pro revenge. As much as I want to take credit for this, the idea wasn't mine. Forgive me, for I once again have to lay a bit of background. My father's side of the family is this very traditional family where you would have a person acting as the head of the family, deciding on things that matter. This was way before the war, so obviously they don't do such things anymore. But the head of the family still has a certain voice, and there's this once in a year ceremony where we gather together to pay tribute to our ancestors. During the ceremony, the head of the family will give a speech, and then some announcements like who died, who got married, who gave birth, etc, etc. Then there'll be a celebratory party where we basically just get very, very drunk. My great-grandfather was the head. He had three sons, and two of them died during the war. So, my grandfather took the mantle, then my father, and eventually, me. This whole side of the family is in another town that's like 3 hours away from our town, mainly because my grandfather didn't expect to be the head, so he moved out seeking opportunities. I found these gatherings rather redundant and unnecessary, but that year I was actually looking forward to it. My father tried to keep the actual date of it hidden. It wasn't fixed, but generally it was sometime in June. But he seriously underestimated my mother. She doesn't have one gossip circle, she has an infinite number of them. So, my mother, me, and my sister's family all head back for it. The trip was 14 hours in total, but the result was worth it. We timed it so we'd get there 2 days earlier than my father, again, thanks to her gossip circle. This side of the family had never heard the full story before, only the version that my father gave them, which was that he and my mother had separated in good faith. I actually give my father some credit for not bad-mouthing my mum. After weighing up all the pros and cons, we decided to let my mother loose, and she is exceptional when it comes to relaying details about her personal tragedies. I kid you not, if I posted her story, word for word, by this time next week there would be a global justice for OP's mother movement. It took just one day for everyone to know what a butthole my father had been. The look on his face when he arrived, with my aunt and my grandmother, and saw my family already there was priceless. He got the stink eye from everyone for the rest of the day. Nobody would initiate conversations with him, so he just sat there like a sad little dog. Now, I know what they say about dead horses, but this idea was too brilliant not to follow through. My uncle, let's call him Oliver, came up with this. In the hierarchy, he is equal to my father, and in the event that my branch doesn't have a male successor, 100% what's going to happen, his branch will be the head of the family. He told me I should take up the mantle of the head. It was very sudden, I didn't have a speech ready. My father was supposed to do that, but Oliver told me I could just tell whatever I want because nobody really paid attention to that thing anyway. All the other elders were okay with it. The speech wasn't even the best thing. At the celebratory party, people would be assigned tables based on the family tree. Heads of each branch would sit together, their children sit together, the elders sit together, so on and so forth. Because I'd been elevated to the head of my branch, I'd be sitting at the big boy table. My father didn't even get to sit at my table because, miraculously, it was full, even though I could have sworn there weren't 10 of us, and each table can sit up to 20. He had to sit at the regular table, with my aunt, and a bunch of nasty widows who didn't hold back on their snarky comments, so I was told. I don't think he'll ever come back to one of those anytime soon. The aftermath. My father is now just a miserable old man. His mistress left him because, surprisingly, she was after his money. He's living in our old house now with next to nothing. His retirement money, though halved, was good enough for him to live by. Last I heard, his cancer has come back, and obviously this time my sister won't be paying for it. He tried to initiate contact with my mother, trying to make amends, but we blocked his number and profile on my mother's account because she actually did consider it. She has her soft side. My aunt had to sell her house to pay for all the debts, or else they'd just continue harassing her. She now lives in a small house she bought off with the rest of her money. I felt bad for her husband because he's actually chill and quite nice, but he's not the most decisive, and therefore doesn't really confront her. I hope he's doing better. I've got no empathy for her only son though. Let's just say the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. How do I know all of this? My mother's gossip circle, of course. I left my grandmother out of all this because she's very old. She's not demented in any way, she's perfectly sane, but she loved her son too much to admit he's in the wrong. Also, she was very nice and sweet to me growing up. I've got a lot of good memories with her. I'm sad because she no longer sees my mother in the same way. I also stopped talking to her and would only visit her once during Lunar New Year. She's lived in the small house she and my grandfather built on the land that's now in my name. When she and my father are dead, I will carry out her wish to build an altar for her and my grandfather. Whether or not my father will be included is still up for debate. And there we go, guys. That concludes this epic tale of revenge. As I said, it's worth remembering that in Vietnam, infidelity is illegal. It's not just like cheating here or, you know, in America, wherever you guys are watching. It actually is illegal. So it's a crime. It's a lot more serious than it would be in other parts of the world, perhaps. That's why I guess this revenge became a little bit more nuclear than it may have been otherwise. But I mean, look, no one likes a cheater anyway. But yeah, in Vietnam especially, it's definitely not a good thing to do. It is pretty incredible, really, how one part of a family can just absolutely decimate another part, and it be so justified and so worthwhile. There's something horrible about people just trying to, you know, live off others and skimp off them, just take all their money. Like this aunt, for example. What a horrible person. I'm sorry. But acting as if you've got loads of money, spending loads of stuff, and then not even repaying your debts. You're just a tragic person, I'm sorry. It's just true. As for the dad as well, a terrible person, obviously. I mean, no one likes a cheater at the best of times. Opie has actually said, which is something that I think is very fair of them, that if the dad had just been open and said, look, this is going to happen, I'm not feeling a certain way anymore, just been completely, you know, good with it, honest and acted in good faith, then her and her sister and her mother, etc., would never have gone to these lengths. But instead, he tried to scream and punch his way out of it, and yeah, that didn't really work, did it? I mean, one last thing that I think I would have done personally, just to make it as nuclear as possible, is to kick him out of the house. Give him nothing. But, you know, maybe your mother wouldn't have wanted it. You do seem like a genuinely kind person, so maybe you thought that was a little bit too far. Just something that came to my mind. Comment down below. Would you have kicked the dad out entirely? Up to you lot. You decide. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/ProRevenge. Really hope you enjoyed this one. An epic tale, gotta say. OP, if you are watching, class story. Loved it. If you are new around here and you want some more revenge stories like this, check out this one on screen. It's another cracker. Over 2 hours of revenge content. You don't want to miss it. Give it a click, give it a little tickle, you'll love it. Also, if you haven't already done so, hit this button, subscribe, turn notifications on for daily Reddit content, and I'll see you guys all tomorrow with a brand new one.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.